Come from the Acharya, who are the real holder of faith. Voluntary. Voluntary restriction they will take over them. They will voluntarily give honor to their God brother in this way. Only this voluntary restriction over one's own self, that can only reveal the differences. Yes. Am I clear?
Yes, yes. Very much.
Then how to do that? That is the question. Some laws and bylaws, but all should come from the voluntary, and no law will go to limit the acharya, to control the acharya. Then the shraddha of the disciple will vanish. All will be mechanized machine, all reduced to matter. Free faith. We are messiah of developing free internal faith to the Lord. Shraddha, faith. That is to be nurtured. In the garden, that sort of creepers and trees should be put, and they will be watered, and they will be nurtured, nourished. The very characteristic may not be lost by infringement, by what pressure of the laws and rules. Freedom must be kept, free flow of the heart. The movement, Mahaprabhu, is more of heart than of intellect. We should consider it always. The more of heart than of intellect. Intellect must not come to the heart, flow of heart. And how to do that? Vrindavan is about Dwaraka. And for political, Krishna is a political man in Dwaraka, Mathura. He is lower to Vrindavan, that of Krishna, that of Vrindavan. That we must remember always. The free love, free faith, that is the only thing, the most valuable thing for which we have come out of our own house and joined the nation. That is that purity of purpose should always be kept intact. Of course, some help of law, regulation, necessary, but not so much so as the check the growth of the vitality, to promote the vitality, the real spirit, the real purpose of the nation, that should be given the first hand. In this way we have to deal. And there are some lenient dealings is necessary.
Sridhar Maharaj said that restriction will come voluntarily, will be given by the Acharyas. They will give honor to the God brothers and will voluntarily restrict themselves, and this will settle the differences. So this is what should be done, and he asked, how is this to be done? But it must be done in this way, voluntarily. There should be no law to control the guru, or else the shraddha of his disciples will all be mechanized and be like a machine, and it will be reduced to a material thing. Sridhar Maharaj said, we are messiahs or saviors of developing the free internal faith to the Lord. That is the object of the movement. He said that in the garden, those creepers and trees should be placed and watered and nurtured, meaning the creeper of devotional service, particularly the disciple's faith in the spiritual master. Otherwise, the very characteristic of that relationship, it will be lost if it is infringed upon by pressure of laws and rules. But rather, the free flow of the heart should be allowed. Sridhar Maharaj said, the heart is more dominant in bhakti than the intellect. It is not that the intellect should come to interrupt the flow of the heart. Then he made the comparison of Lord Krishna in Dwarka and Lord Krishna in Vrindavan. He said in Dwarka, where of course Krishna goes to be the king and leaves his cowherd boy pastimes and pastimes with the gopis, in Dwarka, Krishna is a political man. And although it is absolute, he is considered less perfect in that relationship, or rather the Vrindavan is most perfect among the Krishna pastimes and places of Krishna's pastimes. So Vrindavan, of course, is the place of unrestricted love. And so even in our dealings, we have to come to that platform. My own understanding of this is that it is not that we can artificially all act on the platform of spontaneous love and not observe our sadhana bhakti, like chanting our rounds, which we may still do under the force of obligation to the spiritual master. But rather, even in the beginning, it should be explained that rules and regulations are to promote love. And actually, we do the sadhana out of love for the spiritual master. It can't be all force. Especially, how can you, although we have to do sadhana in the beginning, there has to be love. You can't be forced to be a devotee and forced to follow a certain person as guru. So there is some natural love, dormant love for Krishna and for Krishna's representative who has come to take us to back to Godhead. And that love should be fanned and increased. So the preaching should be like that, to not that we skip over sadhana in any way, but know from the beginning that sadhana serves the loving relationship. And certainly rules and regulations should not be done to stop that loving relationship. And this does take place if the law says that according to law the guru is wrong, or if a disciple sees that some law is obstructing him in his relationship with his spiritual master, how can he tolerate such law or rule? So I don't. This is the situation. I don't think it should be confused with the necessity for the devotee to practice sadhana in order to reach the spontaneous stage. I think it is rather enlivening to hear Sridhar Maharaj talk, not in a cheap way, but in a realized way, that after all, this is the goal. Not that we are niyamagraha, practicing rules and regulations, without trying. And knowing from the beginning that the goal is love of God, the goal of even devotional activities. So it should be promoted, the free service. So he compares the Krishna in these two places, and he says that we must remember always the position of Krishna in Vrindavan, where free faith is the most valuable thing. He says that actually this free giving of our service, this is the reason for which we have volunteered to join this Krishna conscious movement, and it is that for which we have come out of our house and joined. His example is nice, that each of us have. We were living at home, in some home or apartment, and we left that home and joined the home of ISKCON, Krishna consciousness. Why? Because we were promised loving relationship. Did we join because we were told that there were some rules to follow? And that did we join because we were forced, or that we wanted to be forced? No, we joined because we heard of the loving relationship with Krishna. And so that has to be promoted by a loving relationship with the spiritual master. This is the purity of purpose of our movement, and it has to be kept intact. So he said that law is needed, but not so much to check the growth and vitality of the devotional creeper, but rather that should be promoted, and that should be the purpose of our mission, to promote the vitality of the devotional creeper. So just see how far his definition is from any kind of fascistic, rules-conscious institution, or any kind of rule by bureaucracy. These different parliamentary organizations may be used voluntarily But they should not become everything in any sense. So there will not be chaos, because we have to presuppose that the devotees have come for sincerely for these purposes, and that they are wanting to render loving service to Krishna.
That day I told the example from Bhagavatam, Katamaya Kuspi, the tongue is cut by the tooth. Should I take out the tooth for that? For that bad incident, unhappy incident, we should not take out the tooth. You are one organic whole. The dealing should be such that the forgiveness of love, the dealing of love and not of law, that will conquer more. Why? Such a formal and a passion. And ultimately we are all involved, we are all servants of one little bit. Out of law and order, it would be better, I think. Not resolution in the governing body, or a pillar that the priest to all, not a staff to all, to know these formal things, new things that it is necessary. At least for the first time is only that. When again next if such unhappy things happen, then we may look out for that thing. And Victoria, he got the empire.
I'm continuing to summarize Sridhar Maharaj's meeting. So, at one point, Sridhar Maharaj spoke and then suggested that the GBC devotees could take prasadam. And talk amongst themselves about what he had said so far. They agreed to, but before they broke, he began to speak some more. He emphasized that the solution should be based on, should be within the heart. That would be laudable, he said. Formal dealings were more for the public. But if the Godbrothers wanted to really reach a solution, it should be an affectionate solution, and they should not make so much of the legal constitution in coming to such solution. He gave an example from the Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, if the tongue is cut by the tooth of a person, should he take out the tooth for that incident? No, he said, you should keep the organs whole. So the dealings should be with forgiveness of love, not of law. That will conquer more, he said. And ultimately we're all servants of the same spiritual master and servants of Krishna. Not that unnecessarily the committee body should take the position of supreme law and punish, as if that will make a solution, or that even the solution would be a formal one, but rather it should actually be in sincere dealings of the heart. He said that he thought this was his proposal, that it be settled in this way, that the GBC consider, as he did, that the mistakes were not very great. They should also consider that the spiritual master cannot be seen in such a way that will disturb the faith of his disciples. He should not be censured. And there should be a forgive and forget attitude on this basis. In other words, he asked that some leniency be shown, especially since this was the first time such a thing had been done. Now Sridhar Maharaj begins to give an example in the life of Queen Victoria.
And Victoria is got the empire. The first question, the first case was came before her relating a soldier. And the general is always pleading for a heavy punishment for the soldiers. Victoria is reluctant. That the first case she is dealing, and that will be on punishment, not of mercy, she is reluctant. And the pushing and the pushing, nothing you have got to say for this soldier. Then the thrice he committed this offense, so this time law cannot allow any forgiveness for him. He was always saying against him, but can't say anything, any example on his favor. Victoria pushing. Then perhaps knowing about the heart of the queen, the Senapati told, general told, his private life is very good. And something others added, I forgive him. For the first time I have come as a judge, and that would be an instance of punishment. She could not like that. So he tried to say communicably without making any revelation on the Ananda or so. You are all brother to brother, and welcome to your life. And forgive and forget. Come to that level.
The example is that Queen Victoria assumed the empire, and the very first case that she came to judge was one of a soldier. The general who presented him as guilty wanted a heavy punishment for him. But Queen Victoria was reluctant that the very first case that she would handle, she would give out a punishment and not mercy. This would not be a good precedent. So she was pushing and pushing to the prosecuting general. Is there nothing you have to say for this soldier favorable? But the general said, no, twice he's committed this act and he must be punished. He was always saying something against him. There was no example in his favor. She said, there's no example of anything in his favor. So perhaps knowing the heart of the queen, the general finally was able to say, well, his private life is very good. So this was Queen Victoria's feeling, that the first time I've come to judge, that this will be an instant of punishment would not be good. So after telling this story, Sridhar Maharaj said to the devotees, so settle amicably amongst yourselves, but without a formal resolution. And do it as brothers to brothers. Welcome these brothers amongst you. And then he, after actually giving his deliberated opinion, he then asked the assembled devotees, so can you come to that level? Meaning, can you come to this Vaishnava level of dealing?
Next time we shall proceed if impossible legal way, constitutional law. In the meantime, you arrange your laws and the bylaws leniently and in details how the dealings with one group and another group will be naturally. How natural. You can put a show to the public, but within you, you must be sincere. Within your administration, internal administration, you will give more to affection. And towards your dealings with the public, then you may proceed with some legal aspect, without moral, all these things, to be shown to the family. Like, as in, forgive and forget, forgive and forget within you, internal. Katamaya kuppet. He is also mine, he is also mine. How can I be clear to one? Because he is the damage of nothing. With all this, Lord, he makes and loves it all in the banquet or something. No, amen. Ancient Medina. It is an ancient Medina. He stopped at one of three, by the grey beard and glittering eyes, the sea experience of Medina. He creates Gurus, both great and small. Lord, the beloved God or something like that, he creates and loves it all. So the principle of love and affection should get greater consideration.
When Sridhar Maharaj asked devotees if they could come to that level, Srila Jayapataka Maharaj said that the 24 GBC members would have to come to that level. He meant that whatever they might agree with Sridhar Maharaj, the GBC as a body would have to formally accept. But Sridhar Maharaj proposed that they omit this formality of constitutional law. He said it should be settled up amongst the God brothers. He said if this was impossible, then the next time they could go with constitutional law. He stressed that the dealings of one group and another group of the God brothers and gurus should come about naturally. When they had to go before the public or put a show to the public, then they could stress the legal aspects and the moral aspects and the formalities. But amongst themselves, they must be sincere. In their internal administration, they should give more importance to affection, although with the public they could proceed, showing that they were dealing constitutionally. Again, amongst themselves, the spirit should be forgive and forget. This is internal dealings. He then quoted some Sanskrit and said it meant, he is also mine and he is also mine. In other words, intimate family, brotherly dealings, not official dealings. One should think, how can I be cruel to one? He then made a reference to the poem, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, by the British poet Coleridge, and he paraphrased some lines from it and perhaps quoted the opening lines. There is an ancient mariner who stoppeth one of three by thy gray beard and glittering eye. He said, just see the experience of the mariner. Of course, the ancient mariner story is that mariner at sea shot an albatross. It was supposed to be an auspicious bird. And then the crew hung the albatross around his neck as a kind of curse. And so many calamities happened because of that. But then finally, he was looking overboard and looking down in the water. He saw some tiny, insignificant creatures, fish, and he suddenly, inexplicably, felt a burst of love for them as some kind of fellow creatures. So this was a kind of God consciousness and compassion. And so some lines were quoted that he thought of the Lord, he maketh and loveth all. Or as Sridhar Maharaj said, he creates both great and small, beloved God creates and loveth all. So then Sridhar Maharaj said, the principle of love should be the greater consideration.
Now I shall say, you know, Paras Alexander, when he came to conquer India, he conquered the then king of Punjab, Puru. Puru. And the Puru was taken captive before him, before Alexander. And Alexander asked him, what sort of treatment do you expect from me? How should I treat you? And like a king, Puru told, like a king. Alexander was very much impressed and satisfied. And he did, yes, I treat you like a king. You are a king at liberty to go. Therefore, the famous saying, historical thing, and Alexander and Puru. So, this is not problem of a particular person, but this is the problem of principle. You yourself are father. If you impeach one of you, and if that is in the record, a bad history will continue. So be very cautious of your notes in black and white. The posterity will judge you. You are writing your Prabhupada Leela Matam. What is Leela? Ahituki Papatihata, which is causeless and which cannot be registered. Irregistrable, that is Leela. This is transcendental wave, cannot be checked. It's spontaneous flow. No explanation can be drawn against it. It's self-sufficient, you see. So the Prabhupada's Leela, direct appointment, Acharya, you yourself should know, should feel how to show the dignity of Acharya. Disciples are on your front, and they should give. The posterior disciples should see the our gurus are chastising this way by the body. That will be very happy. But if the board deals reverently to the Acharya, as you yourself represent the position, the governing way should capture more hold, more affection of the Acharya, of the disciples, of the posterity, your generation.
Srila Sridhar Maharaj then gave an historical example, an incident between Alexander the Great and King Puru. When Alexander conquered India, he captured the then area of Punjab, and King Puru was taken prisoner. Alexander asked him, "What sort of treatment do you expect from me?" Puru replied that he expected to be treated like a king, he said. Alexander the Great was very satisfied with this reply, and he said to him, "You are at liberty to go." So the obvious parallel is that the guru should treat the guru like a guru. Sridhar Maharaj then said, "This is not a problem of a particular person, but it is a principle." He said, "You are acharyas. If you as teachers make a record for the future that you chastised a guru, it will be a very bad history will continue. So be cautious of your notes, what you put in black and white for posterity." He then said, "You are writing the Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita." And he said, "What is Leela?" He defined Leela by quoting, "Ahaituki apritihata." Leela is that which is causeless and cannot be resisted. It is transcendental and can't be checked. It is a spiritual flow and no explanation can be thrown against it. So this is Srila Prabhupada Leela. But he said, "You yourselves are acharyas, and so you should fulfill this and show the dignity of the acharya. The disciples are in front of you, and they will be the future generation. They will be the posterity. So if they see that a guru was punished, it will not be very good. If the record or notes or the constitution, however, deal in a friendly way, favorably with this guru, then the institution, the movement, can expect to capture more affection of the posterity of the next generation.